sounds a lovely record from the Chiffons. That's a sweet-talking guy, and that's number 38, having been a climber last week. We'll have a spot coming up, our 20 to 5 spot, in just a few seconds. And let me tell you now, so you can all go away and scream, it's going to be the Small Faces. This is the Radio London Climber this week by Oscar. The old Club of Lights, it's called. Well, not the old, anyway, just Club of Lights.
I'm always facing town, where the kids can get around. It's nice and bright inside.
From Oscar, and that's the Radio London Climber this week. 21 minutes before 5 o'clock is the time. And here's a letter from Watford in Hertfordshire. And they said, we know you're a nice, kind, understanding, lovable person. Oh, thank you. At least, you've never met me, obviously. We hope you'd like to do us a favour. We met two Irish blokes, Jim and Dennis. We're crazy about them. We've no hope of seeing them now. Thanks a lot. We'll love you forever. Two girls who say, please don't read our names out, as it would cause great complications with our boyfriends. Do you understand? Of course.
They're off!
Way out front in flavor, it's Big Gal.
I want you to know that I love you, baby. I want you to know that I care. I'm so happy when you're around me, but I'm sad when you're not there. Sing the song now.
What you gonna do?
Which put the Small Faces on the map. What you going to do about it? And they're on our 20 to 5 spot every day this week on the Stew Pot Show. So be sure to be listening then if you're a Small Faces fan. Right, lad, are you all ready?
Oh, it's a glorious feeling. School's over for another day.
It's our school spot. And hi there once again. It's Monday today. I hope you all had a good weekend. And now you're refreshed and getting down to your work again and studying for the exams. O-levels are approaching very shortly, I know. So best of luck. And remember, study hard and concentrate and everything. Let's see our first school on the spot today. Simon Langston Grammar School for Boys, Canterbury in Kent. How are you all, lads? You say, could you please put our school on the map? A map of Kent, if possible. Yes, certainly. It'll go right on the Kent map immediately. Especially 6-1, i.e. Tim, Tom, Knocker, Wilf, Simon, Gandhi. Pete, Eric, Percy, Charles, Fatso, and Mr. Hickey. And thanks, Daisy. Hello. Funny, Arthur, funny. King's School Canterbury is the oldest in Britain, founded by St. Augustine between AD 597 and 604. So there. Yes, well, we've had a lot of letters claiming King's School Canterbury is the oldest school, and you're all quite right, so don't worry about it, okay? Good. That's number one this week. One of Mitch's favorites, isn't it, Mitch?
Yeah.
Yeah, one of Mitch's favorites. Yeah, man. Right, exclusive members of 5F of Room 22, Leighton, Luton High School. Luton in bed. Hi to you all, and let me read your letter. It's rather clever. Dear Stewpot, how can we grab you, darling? Don't be an elusive butterfly, because we're a bunch of rainy day women with a Monday feeling. Please don't read this out until we've come back from walking our cat named Dog, or else we're full of sorrow. So, Twinkle Toes, be a pretty flamingo and hang on to what you've got. How dare you? At 4 o'clock, we're homeward bound on the Sloop John B, daydreaming about that record you're going to play for us, or else, bang, bang, there'll be a shotgun wedding, namely yours. You don't have to say you love us, as we know you're a wild thing, so please put our school on the map. Lots of love from Heifer, Cubal, Bonk, Viv, Chris, Linda, Skidge, Joe, Dan, and Annabelle. Well, hi to you girls. Yes, very well done indeed. And here comes Lady Jane.
Lady Jane.
take my leave. From it I am. This place is run, my love. Your time has come, my love. I pledge my troth to Lady Jane.
Made it into the charts this week at number 29.
Okay, with St. Raphael.
I'd like to tell you about a superb drink that everyone enjoys. It's called St. Raphael and is made from the finest wines of France, plus that secret something else. The flavor is delightful. Ask for St. Raphael in your favorite hotel bar or take home a bottle from your wine merchant. Simply pour a generous measure of St. Raphael into a glass containing two ice cubes. Add two pieces of lemon peel, twist it to coax out the flavor, and you have St. Raphael Double Zest, a wonderful drink. But don't take my word for it. Prove it for yourself today.
St. Raphael, the Double Zest drink.
Lovely it is, too. 9 minutes before 5 o'clock is the time. Ed Stewart on the Stupot School Spot with you, and let's see where our next one's coming from today. Dear Super Stupa, heard your offer for letters after the tongue twister on Wednesday's School Spot. Oh, yes, but this is one of the many letters for the Stupid Stewart Stupot School Spot. That was it. And so thank you, John Grimley and Richard Palmer. Anyway, your letter goes, heard your offer for letters after the tongue twister on Wednesday's School Spot. You can take it from us that A, your school spot is not stupid. Death to the boys of Purley County Grammar School for saying so. And B, neither are you, although a certain Double D may disagree with that. This letter comes from Richard Graham and John of the Lower Six, all regular listeners of the spot, and not forgetting the card syndicate of Room 10, who are probably still there playing as you read this letter. Right. Hope you've got a Royal Straight. I've never seen a Royal Straight flush if you're playing poker over there, but if you get one, let me know, will you? Because, it's wonderful. It must be the feeling when you play poker and look at your hand and say, boy, I've got a Royal Straight flush. Ha, it's got him in mind. We're probably still there playing as you read this letter. To continue, consisting of Mike, Jeff, Click, or Chick is that, Ian, and Nigel, Gordon, Pete, and John. Our school is Taunton's Grammar School for Boys, Highfield in Southampton. Yours truly, John Grimley and Richard Palmer. And P.S., if our school gets on the map, would you please tell us where your ship is on the map exactly? Well, it's about 4 miles off the Essex coast, in between Flinton and Walton-on-the... So there you are, now you know. Hello to you all at Walton-on-the... lovely one, isn't it? From the Critters, it's called Younger Girl. That's the Roman Empire's pick for this week.
Tomorrow's weather will be hot and sunny. Temperatures up to 70 degrees.
The weather's going to be perfect. What a pity we're stuck in town.
Oh, no, you're not. Go on a day cruise to the continent on the luxurious Londoner. It's the perfect way to have a fabulous day's cruising. Lays on deck, sunbathe, visit the ship's casino, try Swedish smorgasbord. It's delicious. Fares from only 59 and 6 return. For details, contact Clarkson Booker, Hyde Park 1985, your travel agent, or get your tickets direct at Tilbury.
5 minutes before 5 o'clock is the time. Ed Stewart with you here on the Stupid School Spot, and let's say hi to the Christian Lyceum in Dordrecht in the Netherlands. And the letter comes from Miss J.L. Tinger of has a beautiful name. It's got about 25,000 letters in it. Twintighovenweg 59, Dordrecht in Holland. If Rudy, our chef, is listening out there, he's probably dropped all the eggs on the floor hearing me pronounce that one. Dear Ed, would you be so kind as to put our school on the map? It's got some 1,300 pupils and it's full of big old club members. Good. Especially the kids in our form G. That's G. In our form G, grammar school, 4A, are wild about G4A. Let's call it that, shall we say? Wild about big L. So hi to you all. Crazy, Pete, CJ, Dave, Deckard, Plack, and to me, Joe. All nicknames, of course. All right, it's J.O. I'll take your word for it. It's a nickname. And all the other pupils of our school. That's the Christian Lyceum, Dordrecht in the Netherlands. Hi to you all, and nice to hear from you. You're on the map. Seasons, and that's number 26 sound and Big L this week. And you know, Rudy did drop all the eggs, and he came on and threw one in my face. So Rudy, will you show me how it's all pronounced and say hello in your own language to all your friends over there, okay?
Guten hier en de groeten van Ruud aan alle vrienden en kennissen in Holland, en dan speciaal voor de Christian Lyceum in Dordrecht in Holland, en dan wel voor J.L. Tinga aan de 20hoevenweg 59 Dordrecht in Holland.
Thank you, Rudy. I'll take your word for it.
And that's it.
Yep, and that's all we have time for on the School Spot today. Tune in same time tomorrow, won't you? We'll be back again at 4:45, and maybe it'll be the turn for your school to be on the map. Well, seeing it's my last school spot for a week, because I go on shore leave tomorrow, let's fit in one more school, shall we, if we've still got 45 seconds. Steve Michaels at Morton's Harrow School, Harrow on the Hill. Hi to you all there at Harrow, and especially Dick, Dickie, Jules, Mark, Charlie, John, Pete, Eddie, Max, Cook, Inga, Rod, Leela, Simon, George, Paul, Johnny, Tony, and Jack and Alex. And you all take O-levels very soon, so A-levels, I beg your pardon, A-levels, so the best of luck, and hope you get them all! Time is 5 o'clock. Brown frost is expected in eastern districts tonight. Showers will occur in all regions except in the south and east. The skies will clear later and the current strong winds will moderate steadily. Hooray! It'll be rather cool with a high of only 14 centigrade, 57 Fahrenheit this afternoon, falling to 3 centigrade, 37 Fahrenheit tonight! Sound of Big L this week comes from Bob Dylan. Rainy Day Women, Part 12 and 35.
Well, they'll stone you when you're trying to be so good. They'll stone you just like they said they would.
This sounds like everybody's having a ball at that record, isn't it? There must be another party or something. Bob Dylan and Rainy Day Women, Part 12 and 35. And that's the first one on the Stupart Last Hour. That's the last hour for a week. It's enough, isn't it, dear?
It only takes a little girl to make a big man cry. Take his heart and break his heart, telling him goodbye. To make a big man cry is easy to do. To make a big man cry, just tell him you're through, and then watch him cry. She's got the power to sink in me. She only has to break it up and shake it up with her new reason why. To make a big man cry is easy to do. Baby, watch him cry. Watch him cry.
To make a big man cry, that's the latest from PJ Proby, and that's in at number 34 on the charts this week. Hi to you, Carol Hazard, at 66 Colney Lane, Cringleford, Norwich in Norfolk, and a number of questions you asked, which I can't answer all on the air, Carol. I'll try and reply to you sometime in the future, but one question you say, let me think, lost it now. Carol Hazard, that's you're a Walker Brothers fan. Where is that question? I underlined it somewhere, but I can't find it. I'll come back the letter after a record, Carol. All right, go. Oh, you twit, Stuart. Oh, I know what it was. It's too late now. There's John Edward Clymer this week from the attraction of one called Stupid Girl. 8 minutes past 5 o'clock, and now let's get back to the letter from Miss Carol Hazard, who says there's a man named Tony Hazard who's recorded a record just recently. That's right, Carol, he's on our Clymer list this week. Please, you give me any information you have on him, because I'd like to know if he's any relation to you. Well, he spells his name with two Zs. I see you spell your name with one, so I doubt it very much. Carol.
Thanks for tuning our way.
If you want to trace your family or whether you've got relations, you can always write into Somerset House, and for a fee, they'll try and trace you, see if you are any relation to Tony Hazard. All right, good. This is Bobby Rio, revived 45 times. Everything in the garden.
Everybody knows.